Hey, y'all, welcome to the Jade, Maddie, and Crevo podcast Tuesday edition. Crevo, Jade is not here again.
Second day,
she's called in sick.
I know. Now, do you think she's going to be in tomorrow? We're sort of doing a little bet around the team. See, I have my money on, I think she'll be bored at home.
Really?
And she'll be like, I'm almost better. Going to come back in.
I don't think she will. See, the thing is with Jade, she always says about me, I figured you out, Maddie. I know exactly what you're going to do before you do it. Jade, no. See, it's the other way around. I think she's thinking to herself, I can probably get a third day.
To be in the mind of Jade, right?
To be in the mind of Jade. I think, yep, she's going to try for a third day. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. What's on for your arvo?
Oh, nothing. I'm thinking about stealing a bottle of wine from work, to be honest.
Red or white?
Oh, there's only red left.
Oh, okay. From your experience of checking.
Look, you know what? It's actually a nice day. I feel like sitting out on my balcony, having a couple of vinos by myself, listen to some tunes.
Do you have snacks when you vino?
Not really.
Just the wine?
Not really. Yeah, just the wine. Hey. I've got a hot chook at home to devour. That's for post-vino.
I actually had that. Had the old hot chook yesterday.
Oh, really?
Because on Sunday, when we came up from Sydney, we got Charcoal Charlie's.
Oh, love Charcoal Charlie's. Isn't it the best in Australia, Charcoal Charlie's?
It's very good.
It is very good. Like, it's one of the best.
It's up there for sure.
I'll tell you what, though. Fascinating chat on the show today. And I'm actually surprised that Jay didn't rock up because we spoke to Pauline Hanson.
Yeah. Now, this is one of her favourite people of all time, really.
It really is. And I said to her yesterday, Jade, Pauline on the show tomorrow, and she was kind of like, oh, be nice to her, because she's a massive Pauline supporter, being from North Queensland. Pauline said this on the Today Show.
What is the correlation between coronavirus and toilet paper? I still don't get it. I'll tell you what, people, the bushies, they'll use some gum leaf, and I'll tell you what, if you can't do that, then get in the bloody shower and wash yourself down, for Christ's sake.
Oh, you know what? Disagree with her fundamentally on everything she stands for, but fuck, she's funny.
There's an image as well, by the way. Just think about that for 1 second. I dare you.
Oh, it was a great chat, though. Coming up a little bit later in the podcast. Very funny.
She's an interesting person as a human being. Like I said, like you said before, I fundamentally disagree with their politics. But she is an interesting person.
You can't deny her pop culture status.
That's right.
As a radio announcer, like, that by itself makes her a great person to chat to. I've always wanted to chat with her, actually.
To me, I actually think, like, you bring up an interesting point about the pop culture thing. I think that popularity actually eclipses her political popularity.
Oh, 100% it does. Of course it does.
Like, people are more interested in her weirdness and out there-ness than her politics.
I mean, you can't deny the woman has some opinions, but she's just hilarious. She's radio gold.
She
really is.
Funny in a way that that she doesn't realize it a lot of the time.
I think she's a smart woman. You don't get to be in her position without being a little bit switched on.
Do you think then that she's going for these gags for the publicity?
Of course she is. Of course she is. I mean, at the end of the day, she doesn't have the same machine behind her as, say, the Liberal Party or the Labour Party. She doesn't have as much money. She's got to put herself out there as almost a commodity.
So she goes for these
to get these like media grabs
that she's going to say to try and get her name out.
Like you were saying yesterday, very funny, because people joke about, like in your friendship circle, about what day that they'll get her on the Today Show to spice up the week, you know. Oh, low ratings this week, guys. Better get her on. Pauline.
It's my theory that the booker there just has her on speed dial because she's always on that show.
My language has been murdered.
Has it what?
No, it's very good. Also, we had a great chat to Benny the Bogan in regards to the whole wiping your ass with a gum leaf.
He's become a bit of a friend of the show, hasn't he?
Newcastle celebrity. I like him. He comes to the table with some good shit sometimes. He's like, you know, instead of the gum leaf, because you don't want that scratch in your ring hole.
No, definitely not.
He goes, paper bark trees.
Smart man.
Six ply.
And he also he knows the flora and fauna, if you will, of the area, because he's like, there's a lot in the region. So get around your local paper bark tree and rip some off.
Also, listen out for when Jade gets a wake-up call from us this morning, because do you know what? I'm going to fucking say it again. This is the last time I'm saying it, then I'm putting it to bed after this. She friggin' woke me up on Saturday. She buzzed my apartment through the intercom. My day off. Also, I could take her fucking cake to the Newcastle show to enter it. I was filthy.
Anyway, I feel like it was a very healing process for you pranking her this
morning. We sent DJ Mike around to her house to do a kamikaze visit inspection to see if, one, she's really sick, but second of all, more importantly, I just wanted the revenge for her waking me up, and we succeeded.
Yeah, so it was a great show all over.
Very good. All right, let's get into it. Sonovo's Tuesday edition.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's a fake Jade.
That's a fake Jade chair. She's not in again today. Still sick. Do you know what we're going to do a bit later? We're just discussing. You know how she rocked up to my house unannounced?
Yeah.
We're going to send DJ Mike to her house live unannounced just to check in on her, just to ring her doorbell.
You're still holding that, aren't you?
Oh, a little bit. I'll be fine after today. That's all I need, you know. That's all I need to move past this. On-air payback. Do you know what? Coming up later on today's show, Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, now, this is interesting. I'm no fan of hers, but
neither am I.
She has been talking a lot about coronavirus, and we thought, you know what, some of her views seem a bit whack. It's time to find out what she really thinks.
I fundamentally disagree with pretty much everything that she stands for.
Samesies.
But pop culture icon.
In a weird way,
like,
yes.
Take out the political aspect of it, you know? I'm into it.
And that's why we're going to stay away from the politics and, you know, focus, hone in on her corona chat, because she said some weird things. Yeah. And I can't wait to hear about it.
She was whack on the Today Show. I think it was yesterday. She went on and she said, oh, you know, if you run out of toilet paper, just wipe your ass with some gum leaves.
Are you serious, lady? Anyway, we can't.
Very exciting, though. I'm interested to chat to her.
Fascinating.
Apparently,
really.
Her people said to producer Jackson yesterday, she's very excited. She doesn't usually get calls from FM radio stations. So, yeah, that's coming up after 8 o'clock. If you've got any questions as well, send them through to the New FM Facebook page. No, like, serious political stuff. Just,
that's right.
You know,
we're going to stay away from that. We're going to stay away from that. Next, though, this story that is a bit of a cringe factor to it. This lady got so, I'm just going to say, drunk that she ended up just urinating in a public place that you would not want this to happen. So
really?
Not just like out in the street, somewhere where you might have sat.
Oh, beautiful. Great way to start the show.
Of course.
Tuesday morning, 6 past 6, tops of 24 degrees on the coast today. Right now, Vance Joy, Saturday Sun at New FM. Vance Joy at 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 10 past 6, currently sitting on 15 degrees at Maitland. And right now, it's time for I Can't Believe It.
I can't believe it.
This story is on another level. Now, all of us have had along the way, or most of us rather, a big night on the sauce at some point.
And you've wet yourself.
I'm not going to go that far because I haven't wet myself.
But I have once.
This lady has, and in the worst possible place. So she's obviously had a huge night, and she's taken the train home. That's responsible rather than driving.
Absolutely.
Good start.
10 points.
That's right. So then this footage has shown her squatting down on a train and she just starts to urinate all over the floor. She then tries to catch it with her hands. And then she's like, oh, this is not going to work, is it? Because it's liquid. And then wipes her hands all over the seats to try and dry them off. What kind of animal does this?
That's pretty bad.
Anyway, of course.
What do you do, though, in that situation? You can't judge it too hard.
Get off the train?
Was it? Yeah, she was drunk.
Yeah, I'm judging her a fair bit.
Do you know what is making me sick about this story? What? So sometimes on the weekend, if I go to Sydney, I'll get the last train back. So I'll you know, come back overnight.
Yeah, yeah.
And there have been instances where I've put my bag as a pillow and slept. So never again.
Probably this exact train, Maddie.
Yeah, for the purposes of this segment,
let's assume so. Anyway, obviously people like tracked. Because the video was online, people found out her job wasn't an event planner. She doesn't plan this night very well, has she? I mean, sort yourself out. Sort your life out.
The problem is, right, a lot of the train station toilets close after a certain time anyway, so...
You're saying it's a problem with the system, Matty?
Well, there must be. I mean, the poor thing.
They need 24-hour dunnies at these
stations. How embarrassing for her, though.
Oh, it's pretty rough. But it's a pretty embarrassing thing to do, to be fair.
Do you think that her work found out?
Well, I'd say so. If people found her LinkedIn and everything.
Oh.
I think she'd be... I don't know. Some employers might go, you know what, it's a funny thing, and just move on.
If I was her boss, that's where I would stand. Because...
Like, don't do it again.
So much stuff happens on trains. I mean, you know, for one, you know, urine-soaked seat, there's another 10 feces-soaked seats. Like,
to be fair, you're probably right, because people can be disgusting on public transport.
It's quite funny, though. When I come to work on Sunday mornings, if I have a shift, you get, like, the arse end of the Saturday night crew on the trains.
I never even thought of that.
They are very dirty. Like, there's they just smell vomit, just all-around filth.
Question, did you ever take the... They called like the night bus down in Sydney, the pod.
Once.
That me too. Once. You never,
never
go again.
Again.
Awful.
If you know, you know. Hey, we've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs this morning. We're playing What's in Jade's Box.
Yeah, we are. All right. Clue before I shake it.
Yes.
The clue is, if you give this a good squeeze, some white stuff will come out.
Here we go. Very good. Give us a ring if you want to play 131009. Doing it next. A new FM, 14 past 6.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM. What's in Jade's Box?
Yep, it's the Tuesday edition of What's in Jade's Box. We have a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away. Crevo, grab her box, give it a shake,
clue,
and let's give the clue away.
The clue that we gave away before was if you give this a squeeze, the white stuff will come out. All right, here we go.
Shaking that hard.
You've got to, otherwise you don't get any sound.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good, thanks. No,
mate,
yourself?
Oh, doing good, Greg.
Really good, man.
What's on for your day, mate? You off to work?
No, I'm just on my way home.
Oh, jeez. Working hard.
Yeah, if you're out doing that kind of shift, yeah, absolutely.
What
are.
Time do you start work, Greg?
Started at 10 last night.
Jeez, what time do you sleep to? You must go home and sleep till midday.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Makes me feel really bad because I get home around midday and then I sleep until 6. It's terrible. Terrible. Yeah. Need to get a life, Greg. Anyway, let's win you some movie tickets. What do you think's in Jade's box?
Oh, I think it's a jar of sunscreen.
Tube of sunscreen. Wrong. Sorry.
Sorry, Greg. Thanks. Enjoy your day, man.
Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, good. How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks. What's on for your day? Are you starting work, finishing work? What's happening?
Just on the way to work, mate.
Okay, nice one. What do you do for work?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay, truckie. All right, well, I'll give you another clue. This one, you might touch... Well, you likely touch this to your mouth. So you squeeze it, the white stuff comes out. You likely touch this to your mouth.
Is that moisturising cream?
No, unfortunately not. Sorry, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Let's go to Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, doing well, mate. What's on for your day?
Going to work.
Nice one. What do you do?
I'm a tyre fitter.
Tyre fitter? How many tyres are you changing on the daily?
it really depends. Like, it's up and down about how busy we are and whatnot.
Do you change, like, truck tyres as well and cars and all types?
Just cars mainly. There's some trucks that come in, but mainly cars.
An interesting job, for sure. All right, another clue for you. The white stuff that comes out very thick.
Yeah. Is it toothpaste?
It absolutely is.
Oh, boom. Yeah.
Good on you, man.
I fell into that trick. I thought, surely it's not toothpaste. Too easy. Too easy.
Well, sometimes we make it easy to get the box guesses.
Enjoy your day, Tim. Thanks, mate. It's all thanks to Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Relax, recline, and dine in at Reading Cinemas Charlestown. Thanks.
You really pulled that out, didn't you?
Of course I did, Matty.
Do you have the credit line?
Don't stress, Matty.
Relax,
I'll sort it out.
I got it. Up next, I'm very excited for this one because we're doing the birds and the bees chat.
Surely we're old enough to have already had this chat, Matty.
Speak for yourself, no. You know, I never had the birds and the bees chat with my parents.
I sort of did, but not like a sit-down specific moment, I think.
I had zero chat.
Zero chat.
I had
chat.
To figure life out for myself.
Interesting.
It's quite strange now I think back. As an adult,
you saw at least something would have happened along the way.
Exactly. So what we thought we'd do, right, is if you are really good at having the birds and the bees chat, this one's for all you parents out there. We're going to pretend to be the kids, and we want you to give us the birds and the bees chat.
I love this.
What did you say to your kids? Like, it's something that, you know, I'm fascinated about.
Giving Maddie the birds and the bees chat he never had.
All right, first though, Dua Lipa. This is Don't Start Now on UFM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The UFM.
3, 2, 1.
Kareeva, I've got to tell you about this viral video that's doing the rounds online at the moment of this little boy over in America who heard his parents having sex for the first time. The reaction is priceless. Listen to this.
You would be dead right now if you heard it.
What did you hear? What did you hear?
Nothing.
What's the problem?
Nothing. Oh. There's no problem whatsoever.
Are you sure you didn't hear mom and dad have sex?
Three times.
What an evil sister.
I have
zero
sympathy.
Do you know what, though? His parents clearly should have had the birds and the bees chat with him.
Needed to.
Really needed to happen.
You know, get better insulation on the bedroom.
That too. So what we thought we'd do on 13:10:09 this morning, if you've mastered the art of giving your kids the birds and the bees chat, we'll pretend to be the kids.
Yeah.
You give us the chat. We're going to do it next.
Like a public service for all other parents.
Exactly.
I love this.
13:10:09, taking your calls. Best one gets a prize. Right now, the Cranberries Zombie live across Newcastle for your Tuesday. Tops of 25 at Maitland today. Good morning. 20 degrees at Nobby's. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. We are talking the birds and the bees. Yeah, just played you this piece of audio of this kid who heard his parents having sex for the very first time.
Poor
and
kid.
Man, was he traumatized. Here it is. Take a listen.
You would be dead right now if you heard it.
What did you hear? What did you hear?
Nothing.
What's the problem?
Nothing.
Oh.
There's no problem whatsoever.
Are you sure you didn't hear mom and dad have sex?
No. Three times. Three times.
Oh, my God.
Three times.
Oh, so awkward for that poor kid.
Now, what we've just discovered here, neither you or myself have had the birds and the bee chat, a proper sit-down with the parents.
Yeah.
Never happened for me.
Yeah, that's right.
It's actually the first time I've ever even thought about it.
Because you
realised that it didn't happen.
Like, sort of clicked in your mind, this event was never a part of my life.
Exactly right. So what I thought we'll do, 13-10-09, if you are a boss parent at Giving the Birds and the Bee Chat, give us a ring. We're going to do a little bit of role play here. We're going to be the kids, you'll be the parent, and okay. You need to give us the chat. So we've got Helen on the line at the moment. Hey, Helen.
Hello.
Hey. Now, Helen, how many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
Three kids. Okay. How many times have you had the birds and the bee chat?
Well, I probably haven't really had the birds and the bee chat, but I really need to have the birds and the bee chat.
Well, this is
my
great.
Boys when they're older.
This is great practice.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because they wouldn't be up and about now, so, yeah, like, it's a trial run.
That's it. But, you know, it's...
All right.
We are on radio, so...
Hey, you can save yourself your future embarrassment and awkwardness.
Right.
Just play them back this segment. All right, Helen, you ready to give us the birds and the bee chat?
No worries.
All right, let's do it. Off you go. Hello, Mum. What do we need to talk about?
Okay, kids. Well, when you are adults, there is a time and a place for Mummy and Daddy to do things.
Yeah.
And you hear maybe anything coming from the bedroom. I am going to be okay. And when you're a little bit older, maybe I can explain it to you a little bit more.
Okay. So when you say you're okay, is everything all right?
Everything will be fine.
What are you doing in there, Mummy?
And we're just having a cuddle, that's all. We're just having a little wrestle.
Resting? It's
a wrestle.
Oh, a wrestle. Okay.
Mummy, how do you make me a new brother or sister?
Okay, well, in that wrestle, boys, obviously different to mummies, a little bit of magic happens in there.
Oh, like a magician?
That's it, like a magician.
Mummy, what happens when you get a new brother or sister?
What do you mean, what happens?
How do they appear?
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't come by the stalk, like people will tell you. No such thing as a baby stalk.
Okay.
So... some mummies have to have them through their tummy. They'll be cut open. Or there's another way.
Will you be okay, Mummy?
When you get cut open?
I will be fine. I've had two already and I'm fine. Little Johnny, I would be able to do it again.
Helen, well done. Massive round of applause. You'll be absolutely fine when your boys get old enough. You're going to do a great job.
I love how there's different degrees of the birds and the bees chat as well. There's like a version catered to 5-year-olds.
Yeah, and then like it's stepping
9
it up.
To 10-year-olds.
And then teenagers.
Pre-high school chat, The high school one's the Johnny.
That's right. Well, another
you know
way.
What one of these are?
Oh, hey, Johnny, you, this is a Johnny.
Oh, that was amazing.
Very funny. Next, this is fascinating because obviously over the weekend there was a bit of a scandal amongst the team with what I'm calling Cake Gate. So we did plan to all bake cakes to enter the Newcastle show to try and win ribbons. Then there was a bit of scandal with possible cheating involved.
Mm-hmm.
There was team members not turning up, team members interrupted from their sleep. It was a whole thing. We've since had a major development in this story that neither Maddie or I can hardly believe.
Oh, I can't wait for this. All right, we're going to do next Cake Gate Chat. I love that. 6:44, good morning. Gotcha, Kimbra, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, currently sitting on 20 degrees at Shortland, 16 out at the Bay.
I never tried to make this, but ended up with this. This is the show for you.
Nailed it.
Oh. Got a development, I hear, in Cake Gate.
Yeah, that's right. The saga continues. Nah. Obviously, we were all going to make cakes for the show. Then there was a cheating scandal. And then, you know, amongst the team, obviously. Then Jade goes and makes a cake, the only one, should be disqualified for about 10 reasons. Let's go through them just quickly, right? First of all, it was made in a ring mold, not allowed. That seemed to not matter, right? Secondly, the cake, in fact, was using a packet mix, also not allowed. Also, the cake was entered into the wrong category, also not allowed.
Yeah, she entered it into the men's category.
Then she goes ahead and buys her own trophy to try and look like she's win to trick all of us. Also not allowed. However, after all of this drama, we simply get a message from one of our listeners just the other day on Instagram saying that Jade's Cake actually scooped up a ribbon with a photo, with a ribbon, a blue ribbon for that fact, draped over the cake. I'm in shock at this. I can't believe that something has gone so terribly wrong.
Also in this photo, let me point out, is a fake plastic $2 shop trophy. Now, that was obviously placed there by Jade. Who's to know that Jade didn't go back to the show and borrow someone else's ribbon
and drape it over it?
Because it, literally, when I was there, they said, no, Jade, you're disqualified because you've broken almost every rule there is.
See, this is unbelievable. Now, I did notice on the judging ticket, which is in the photo, that there is a blue star on it. So I'm thinking that possibly, they've, like, selected Jade's Cake out for special treatment to try and get more publicity on this very show.
Which has worked for them.
Because we're talking about it now.
Possibly the blue star of disqualification is that's what another point as well too. Chance. I don't know.
Do you know what the ribbon is, honestly? It's literally a pity ribbon.
Oh, you get the participation medal for ribbon from when you're at school. Ribbon. Yeah.
Do you know what? She'll go and pick that up as well and wear that 100%. Sash around.
She'll be wearing that all year. It'll be like hanging there on the clothes.
This is a nightmare.
Guests come into the studio. Just letting you know, I've got this ribbon.
Do you know what I've realised about Jade?
What have you realised?
Well, I realised
about
a long
Jade.
Time ago, but I didn't really know that it went this far with her. She will literally do anything to win, and it doesn't matter if she doesn't even actually win. She will.
It's about the appearance.
She will put
of
on
winning.
The show of winning to convince others. To make them think that she has won something.
I'll tell you what, it bloody worked on me on the weekend when she put up that photo of her with the trophy. For a minute, I actually believed it.
Oh, so embarrassing. The little medal she put around her neck. I just can't explain how embarrassed I was, guys.
You would rather lose than be a fake winner.
Saying of
telling
the year.
How it is.
Classic
Jackson.
Producer Jackson.
You know what?
Love
I
it.
Tend to agree. I mean... That has to be a pity. There's got to be a pity.
There's something weird going on with that.
Do you know what? I want to get to the bottom of this.
The investigation continues.
First of all, we are sending Mike around to Jade's house before 8 o'clock this morning, paying her back for waking me up unannounced, buzzing my doorbell the other day. Why not do it to her today? I mean, we've got the moral high ground here.
That we do. It's time to break that.
So just going to go buzz her doorbell. Wouldn't it be interesting if she's wearing the sash if she answers the door?
I
wouldn't put it past her.
Definitely not. That thing is a medal to be proud of, if you will. Next, though, guys, a bit of an interesting one because yesterday Pauline Hanson said, if you run out of toilet paper, you should wipe your dot with gum leaves. Now, I was a bit unsure about this advice, but I thought, bit of a fun one. 13:10:09, what have you wiped it with?
I've got a great
story, actually. Not toilet paper, obviously. We don't want to hear about that. We want to hear about the other wacky stuff that you've wiped it with.
Doing it next. 6:56 News Time with Hamish on the way.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
You would be dead right now if you heard it.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
So yesterday, we're sitting here watching the telly, and this unbelievable thing happens. Pauline Hanson says that if we run out of toilet paper, we should wipe ourselves with gum leaves.
Now, every plumber in Newcastle right now is going, please don't use gum leaves down your toilet.
Absolutely not, you know, absolutely not. Because obviously that's going to cause terrible, terrible problems.
Is there a worse thing to put down toilets other than tampons and pads?
Those wipes, you know,
wipes,
those...
really
those,
bad, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to flush those. That is, it creates... I don't know if you've seen the pictures. I think they're called fatbergs or something like that.
Yeah.
Don't flush that stuff.
Never, never Dispose do that. But what it made me think is obviously sometimes people get caught out and you've got no TP.
You've got to
wipe
other
yourself
things.
Somehow.
Yeah.
And we want to know on 131009, what have you used to wipe yourself that's not toilet paper over the years?
No judgment.
Yeah, we've both absolutely. Got stories. Yeah, we've, both of us.
Do you have a personal story though? Or are you just telling your friend's story that's actually yours?
No, it's not my story, but I think I actually do have my own story as well.
I will give you an example, right? I'll put my level of embarrassment right out there for
everyone. Let's do it.
So, over in Bali, right, over Christmas, was on the boat. The toilet situation, very bad. Anyway, pretty much the holiday ended on this island where there was, you know, this little tiny shack of a toilet. We all were having a party. So, I go in, I do my business. It's literally a hole in the ground.
Mm.
No toilet paper. No little hose from the bidet, you know.
Yeah.
The only way I could wipe my dot at the party was to take my undies off.
And just sacrifice
them. Use my
them.
Underwear, sacrifice them, and then throw them in the bin.
That's terrible.
What do you do?
Hey. It happens.
I mean, you know, what, was I going to run out in front of 15 other people? No. Oh, just washing my bottom in the ocean.
Absolutely
rub
not.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
I think I've had to do the undies thing as well in the past.
There it is.
My mate's story, though, even better. We'll get into it in just a minute.
All right, doing it after Freya Ridings. This is Castles at 105.3 New FM. 6 past 7, tops of 24 on the coast today. Good morning.
Yeah, singing it all up his
crack. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
For your chance at $1,000 instantly, all you need to be is a 27-year-old male from the Newcastle Council area, 131009, and you can have a 1 in 30 chance at a grand straight away.
That's right. Even if that's not you, your mate's 27 from Newcastle Council area, give us a ring, give them a ring, tell us to call us, win some free money.
131009.
All right. Coming up very soon, we're sending DJ Mike out to Jade's house.
That's right.
I'm sure she's asleep right now. Time to get my revenge on her for waking me up on Saturday. That's before 8 o'clock. And after 8, Pauline Hanson joining the show.
This is after she said that you could use gum leaves to wipe yourself. And we're like, what the hell?
All right, doing it soon. Right now, though, Shepherd, Let Me Down Easy, 105.3 New FM.
Crevo.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Time to wake Jade up.
Believe it or not, Jade isn't at home. She's a message at the beach.
She's called in sick for the last 2 days.
That's right.
And I've been plotting my revenge, actually.
This is after she woke you up before 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. You had been on the sauce a little the night before, so it made it even worse. But she actually woke up.
Which is my right, seeing it was my weekend off.
And she'd woken up a bunch of other apartments by ringing their doorbells.
So, obviously, it would only be fitting and only fair if I get my revenge right now. We've sent DJ Mike around to Jade's house. He's out the front. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I am here on location as directed by you guys.
Excellent. Now, she's very paranoid about people knowing where she lives, so don't mention any details about her house because she'll flip it. But are you walking up to the gate now?
I'm at the gate, and there's a lock on the gate.
Of course there is. There's at least 5. Now, is there any sort of doorbell there?
No, there is not.
Really?
I thought the doorbell was somehow at the gate.
Really? Yeah. So you can't actually get in?
No, I haven't tried the gate. Let's try the gate now.
Just try the gate.
It's unlocked. It's open. We can get up.
Oh, excellent. Good stuff. Close it behind you in case the dogs come out.
You'll hear the dogs barking in a sec.
I'm more worried about the dogs than anything else.
No, you'll be right. They're tiny.
They're killers.
They're tiny.
So you're walking up the stairs now, and you're going through. What are you seeing right now in front of you?
I'm on the veranda.
Okay, now hit that doorbell, DJ Mike.
There is that doorbell. There's the dog barking there. Oh, there he is.
Let me go.
Now,
got my going 20 ready.
We need to.
Can you hear him?
Yes.
In the absolutely.
Now,
let's let it play out.
They're climbing the door. They're trying to get out at me.
Is the front door closed?
Front door is closed.
Okay, give the doorbell another ring. Out of 10, how loud is the doorbell?
Four.
Four, not five. Too loud, not too loud.
I think right now it's time for a knock mic.
Oh. The dogs.
Maybe say, hello, Jade, are you in there? Big old knock on the door.
Hello, Jade, you in there?
This is going not so well, but at least you got through the phone.
Do it again, do it again, do it again. Big knock. Jade, hello.
Hello, Jade.
It's DJ Mike.
DJ Mike.
Maddie and Crevo have said... Maddie and Crevo just want to make sure you're okay.
Maddie and Crevo just want to make sure you're okay.
Nothing. All right,
give her
time
a ring.
To call.
Give her a ring.
All right, so
phone,
I've got...
Crevo.
I'll chuck it on speaker. Here we go.
Are the dogs still barking, Mike?
The dog's quiet.
She's 100% hiding at this point.
Can you ring the doorbell again as well? Just to dig it in.
Last time.
All right, one more time.
Okay, here we go.
As if she can't hear that.
Definitely. Or she's dropping the kids off at the pool. Either way.
What a faker. What a faker. Now, I'm just looking on Facebook. She hasn't been online for 11 hours. So hopefully that woke her up. Ring her once more. Can you please?
Right, sure.
Once more. Once
right,
more.
Just to... We check it. We just care about her welfare, you know?
Listen to those dogs.
It sounds scary,
don't they? Okay. I think that's a wrap.
Oh,
she's here, guys. She doesn't look good.
Did she open the door?
All right, guys, she's here.
Jade, we just wanted to check in and make sure you're okay.
Oh, hi, Jade.
Hey, Jade.
Hello.
Rest up. Get better soon.
Were you asleep?
Hello.
Well, that's payback now. I'm more comfortable with myself.
Okay. All right. Sleep well, Jade. Rest up. Take care of yourself. We'll see you when you get better.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mike. Good
Thank
work
you.
Today. Thank you. There's you do a plug for your business, Mike. Off you go.
I stop it, guys. If you're doing it, DJ, give us a call. DJ Mike, Radio All Stars Entertainment.
There you go.
DJ Mike, you're a legend.
He'll do anything
much.
For a plug.
Thank you very much. Had to turn that down. Those dogs driving
Too
me crazy.
Noisy.
Oh, wow. I feel good now.
Yeah? Is it a weight off your shoulders?
Really was. I'm surprised she got up.
So am I.
She was hiding there for a minute.
Thinking, they'll go away.
Do
they'll
you know
go
what?
Away.
She must have realised... That we she couldn't have escaped that. She had to show her face.
We weren't going to give up.
Up next, we're very excited because joining us is One Nation leader Pauline Hanson. Now, agree or disagree with her politically, you cannot deny the level of pop culture stardom that this woman from Tasmania has achieved. Very exciting. Very exciting. Is she not from Tasmania?
Queensland, isn't
Queensland,
she?
Queensland, that's right.
Yeah.
No, didn't she have a fish and chip shop in Tassie?
No, Queensland. I think you might be thinking of Jackie Lambie. She's from Tassie.
Oh, well, you know.
Same.
She's from somewhere, and she's going to be on the show after 8 o'clock.
Remember she was going to move to the UK?
Oh,
do you remember that? Back in the day before she got back into Parliament.
That's right. I don't think they'd have her. Was that the issue?
Yeah. Anyway, if you've got a question for Pauline, we're chatting all things coronavirus after she said this on the Today Show yesterday.
What is the correlation between coronavirus and toilet paper? I still don't get it. I'll tell you what, people.
the bushies, they'll use some gum leaf. And I'll tell you what, if you can't do that, then get in the bloody shower and wash yourself down, for Christ's sake.
Now, with zingers like that, how can you not have her on the show?
How could you refuse? Anyway, we're going to have a chat to her. If you do have questions, feel free to call the show 131009 or chuck them up on our Facebook live stream. It's always on, always taking your comments.
That's right, 7:56 with the Novos, J. Matty Crevo. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Matty, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos. Jade, Matty, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Massive shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe. They always hook us up with the free coffees on the daily, and it's just like the elixir of life for us, isn't it?
It really is. Hey, if you're a boss and you want to treat your employees to a coffee treat, happymobilecafe.com.au, check them out. They're really good guys. They come around, they make a mean cup of joe.
And if you like, you know, want something for your event, that's a great option as well. Having a coffee van there just steps it up, doesn't it?
It really does. Coming up next, although she hasn't called through yet, which is a concern, Senator Pauline Hanson. Now, she said this on the Today Show yesterday, and do you know what? Great, solid, sound advice about this whole toilet paper situation.
What is the correlation between coronavirus and toilet paper? I still don't get it. I'll tell you what, people. The bushies, they'll use some gum leaf. And I'll tell you what, if you can't do that, then get in the bloody shower and wash yourself down, for Christ's sake.
You can't beat that advice, except don't flush the gum leaves.
Yeah,
it'll cause massive chaos.
Don't, please don't. Okay, chatting to Pauline next after Marshmallow, One Thing Right at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Three Doors Down, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Matty and Crevo. Minus Jade, and joining us right now, very excited, Crevo, to chat all things coronavirus madness, Pauline Hanson.
What is the correlation between coronavirus and toilet paper? I still don't get it. I'll tell you what, people. The bushies, they'll use some gum leaf.
I don't like it. When you've turned my voice about...
Oh, Pauline, thanks for
good
joining
morning.
Us.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are doing good. Thank you so much for joining us, Pauline. The people of Newcastle have you on the airwaves right now. Now, obviously, this whole coronavirus toilet paper situation has gone mad. We've all seen the videos, the violence. Solid sound advice, I think, you gave on the Today Show yesterday with the gum leaves. Now, it's getting crazy, isn't it?
It is getting crazy. I cannot believe it. They're actually having punch-ups in the aisles of the shopping centres. And then when someone else said it's happening in England, so where's it not the only silly buggers in the world that are doing it? I just can't see, as I said yesterday, I can't see the correlation between the coronavirus and toilet paper.
Do you think there should be food? Do you think there should be some sort of punishment for people who, you know, do something wrong in the toilet paper aisle like that?
I don't know. Have you got any suggestions?
No.
I love people wake up to yourselves for crying out loud, you know, this is just ridiculous the way that's going on. And it's just not been, you know, a one-issue thing. It seems to be going on for weeks and weeks. And I think there's more important issues out there instead of worrying about this.
Absolutely. Now, just quickly, real talk, how many rolls you got at your place?
I haven't even checked. I'm hardly ever home. But it's funny, I heard... At a zoo in North Queensland here, people are actually going to the zoo there and stealing the rolls, toilet paper rolls in the places. So I'm sure it's happening throughout the country.
Who's the real animal, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Who is the real animal?
Do you know a Pauline question? Parliament House, Canberra, are they using the good three-ply toilet paper in the bathrooms there? Because, I mean, we're relegated to one to two-ply here at the radio station.
I haven't even got time to even worry about whether it's one or two or three times. I don't know what to do with my time to worry about counting how many layers are there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that is true. Now, Pauline, big day today. Obviously, the government announcing stimulus package. Now, to get political forward for 10 seconds... obviously, the Liberals have given the Labor Party such a hard time over the last decade due to, obviously, Kevin Rudd's stimulus package back at the GFC. Yeah. What are your thoughts on today's announcement by the government?
Well, the government had the right to say, to have a go at Kevin Rudd's stimulus package. A lot of that money actually went overseas.
Yeah.
So there was always... Look, I've advocated that pensioners should get an increase in their pay, and also I've a small increase for Newstart allowance, because it's extremely hard for them to survive on about $280 a week.
Mm.
But we've got to be very careful about this. I'd like to see the money spent into infrastructure projects, which will create work. Those people are actually working, and then they're paying taxes. What I don't want to see is people getting a stimulus package and then seeing this money buying product that comes in from overseas. I'd like to see a boost to our own economy, so the money that we spend here stays in the country.
That's fair enough.
And not ends up overseas, you know. Yep. So that's what I'm concerned about. That if we did infrastructure projects and give people that that ability to actually get jobs. Look, there's bridges that need to be built. Schools need to be built in areas. You're buying Australian product and building these things. $10 billion can go a long way in building a lot of schools or halls,
yeah.
Or so, what you know, areas need across the country.
So what you're saying is you're a bigger fan of ScoMo's package than Kevin Rudd's package.
What I would say is I'd like to see the money, instead of putting it in, I can see an increase in the pensioners by all means, and the new start which needs to happen. But if they're going to actually to keep the stimulus going, they should put a lot more money now into building infrastructure projects, as I have been advocating for the Bradfield scheme, which will give us long-term vision of 100 years of securing us of water in the country.
Yeah.
So these are things the government should actually, when the interest rate is so cheap that we can get the money, we should be doing these projects now.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Pauline, big week, of course, as we were just chatting before about the toilet paper situation. Now, you did suggest the gum leaf yesterday, a little bit harsh on the bottom, I would think. We actually have a listener. His name is...
Come on,
the bushies do it.
I actually hate to see the people go through a depression.
Yeah.
You know, what people have had to go through in this country, whether it's depression or whether it's through the war years, people did it bloody tough. I think people have become so precious these days. I don't think they realise how it is to do it tough.
Have you ever tried the gum leaf to wipe yourself yourself?
Look, I went camping one time and I didn't have toilet paper around, so I can tell you that.
Well, Pauline, advice for the future, right? So a listener of ours, Benny the Bogan, he's a bit of a Newcastle celebrity. He's actually suggested the paper bark tree, a lot softer than the gum leaf.
Well, good on him if he wants to use it. I don't go camping these days.
So oh, you haven't been camping for a while?
I have not been camping for many, many years.
Oh,
so anyway,
God.
But what I'd say to people out there, just toughen up a bit and wake up to yourselves, and just fight over glass of toilet paper is just ridiculous. You know, I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, people have in the past said that you've got a bit of a crush on Donald Trump. Is this true? And if not, which celebrity or politician do you have a crush on?
Well, I don't have a crush on anyone.
I wouldn't either.
Celebrity and politician, so I don't have a lot of time for most of them anyway. I do admire Trump. I think he's doing a fantastic job for the country. What he's doing over there is what I have been advocating myself for years, even 23 years ago when I was first in politics. So he has got the economy going. He's got a lot of people in the work.
He's a man after your own heart.
He's done a great job. You can't deny the man that. So, I admire the man. Yes, I do.
Very good. Hey, Pauline, just going to pivot to wrap us up right now. Our next segment, we're talking about Dancing with the Stars salaries. Now, you were on Dancing with the Stars back in the day. Did they look after you?
Yes, they did.
Good.
So there was no problems with that whatsoever. Why is there complaints now? They're not getting looked after.
Oh, no, there's a list. They've
released the salaries, they've leaked them, and some of the celebs aren't getting nothing.
Oh, they're not getting paid for it?
No, some are not getting paid at all. Zero.
A couple of goose eggs.
Was it a good experience for you on Dancing with the Stars?
I was on the very first one in 2004.
Yeah.
That was 16 years ago. It was an experience, yes. it was an unknown experience. I was hopeless when I started off, but I ended up going through to be the runner-up. And which was a great experience, but finding the time to actually be campaigning on the for an election and,
and dancing.
So it was extremely hard. And, of course, I was the oldest woman that was on it too.
You know what's so great about it? You don't know how to dance. You've obviously taken away. Do you have a partner, Pauline?
I do have a partner.
So do you dance with your partner? Like, are you leading that waltz?
Well, we don't get to dance very much at all these days.
You're not down the RSL listening to some tunes?
No, we don't, actually.
You should do that a bit more, Pauline. Come on, you got to have some fun in life.
I totally agree with you, mate. Everyone should have some. But when I'm out on the road travelling around constantly all the time, when I have that bit of spare time, we do like to be home.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, there she is, Senator Pauline Hanson, the leader of the One Nation Party. Thanks for joining us
here
on the show today, Pauline. Appreciate it, Dub. Bye. Oh, there you go, eh?
One of your dreams fulfilled, Maddie. Chatting to Pauline.
My language has been murdered. So Joe Rose, what a man got to do. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM, 28 minutes past 8. Tops of 24 on the coast today, 25 inland. The salaries for all of the Dancing with the Stars contestants have been leaked and they're very small.
Talk about a small package.
Now, obviously, the show, I think it's in its, like, 16th year now. It's on Win, used to be on 7. But it's fascinating to see what these people, these so-called celebs, get paid for their experience on Dancing with the Stars. And we just spoke to Pauline Hanson, who was on the first ever series. She said, looked after. Now, she's not saying she's getting looked after if it's anything less than 100 Gs, I reckon.
You reckon that much? Mm. She was pretty coy about it, though, overall. And I don't think she would go on that show without a good cash bonus.
Oh, no chance whatsoever.
She loves the old do-re-mi.
Our producer Jackson, I always love your commentary on these sorts of things. Now, we've got a list here, right? So participating in the show, let's run through top to bottom. Chloe Latanzi, now she's Olivia Newton-John's daughter. What's she getting paid?
She's sitting on 45 grand, so she's the highest paid.
Jeez.
And this is the first time I've seen this list. This is over the whole season, or is this weekly?
No, this is over the whole season.
Jesus Christ. This looks like someone who's got a drinking and online shopping problem, whoever's sorted this all out. Celia Piccola, I get. She's 5 grand under Chloe Latanzi, sitting on $40,000.
That's a rule. How long do you got to do it for? Is it filmed
like,
over
up to 10 weeks?
Yeah, it can be up to 10 weeks. Angie Kent, 40 grand.
What?
40 that grand. To me seems outrageous. I mean, that's gone so far as to shock Maddie. He's pulled his headphones out.
Angie Kent, 40K.
Maybe they're using the 40K to entice her to have a personality.
Fascinating, because last night she's really gotten on the coin run at the moment. I saw her on a dog treat ad.
God, she's making bank at the moment. She does not deserve 40 grand.
And then you get a big, big drop-off. So Dean Wells, who was on Maths, he matches Christian Wilkins and Dami Im. I don't know her. $15,000. Travis Clark is also on $15,000.
Hang on. Dean Wells?
Very strange.
The guy from, like, many seasons ago?
I know. Last time I heard of Dean Wells, he was doing an appearance at Argyle House and got booed out.
Did he really?
Jesus, I reckon he would have done that for 50 bucks. This is a bit of a
I'm amazed. He must have a good agent to get that much cash. Mm. And he only had to do it for a week. He got kicked out straight away.
I don't know if you've seen that dance that he did on the first week.
I did a little bit.
Oh, God.
Dami Im only 15K.
See, that surprises me.
I think that's too much for Dami.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. The infamous Dami. UFM performance.
Travis Cloak, 15 grand. Claudia Carvin, I don't even know who these people are, 15 grand. So I'm saying that's way too much. But surprising, and I'm questioning this list. Bo Ryan and Ed Cavalier down the bottom on $0.
Now, the theory you came up with, Maddie, is because they work for the network.
And just have to do it.
Like, it's part of their contract. If we have any random show that we need filling up, you're on.
That makes sense. Do you know what, though? It's like our contracts here. If we need to go and host an event or whatever, we don't get paid for it. $0. It's written into the
contract.
Goose eggs. How much of a pain in the backside if you were Bo or Ed and the boss is rigging you up, hey, look, we need you to learn how to dance for 10 weeks. Quite intensive. You're not getting anything
for it. Very disruptive as well for your life. Ed Cavalier, he'd be on a fair bit, though, because he's on all those, like, quiz shows.
Well, he's on
stuff,
Have You Been Paying Attention full-time.
Yeah.
And he's also got his radio show as well. I don't know what Bo Ryan's doing.
Geez, they're doing that on the cheap, aren't they?
Mm.
I mean, there's a whole cast full of people for...
I looked up Ed Cavalier's net worth.
300,000, yeah.
No one's really sure because it says estimated net worth in 2019 between 1 and 5 million. So if he's on the low side, he doesn't even own half a house in Sydney.
So I've just found this. So Bo and Ed both signed to Channel 10 and are paid a rumoured 150K each for their overall contributions to the network.
Hmm.
So that's across many shows. I mean, Bo's on The Amazing Race. He's hosting that. You look at that, though, free world travel. Ed's on Have You Been Paying Attention?
I would say
that's
Bo
what
is...
That's really doing.
I'd say Bo's on a better ticket because arguably he's a lesser known celebrity.
Yeah.
And if he's getting paid the same as Ed Cavalier to do less work, I think he's on a better ticket.
What do you reckon Pauline would have been on, Jackson? I reckon 300.
Yeah, she would have got a lot, and they would have paid a lot more back then. I'm looking at these ones. You add this whole total salary together. That's not even a good holiday. You're not getting out of bed for that.
Jackson's rich. We get it.
Dancing with the Stars continues Sunday, 7:30. On
Thanks
Win.
For that one, Jackson.
News time next with Hamish. It's 8:33. Good morning.
I'll tell you what, people. Bushies, they'll use it some gum leaf. If you can't do that, then get in the bloody shower and wash yourself down, for Christ's sake.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Now, Crevo, we had Jancy hit us up on the live stream this morning on Facebook. Morning, Novos. Can you find out where I can buy some toilet paper? The struggle is real. I've been to several shops this morning. Help, please.
Of course we can.
Absolutely. Great community we have here of listeners. Nathan has messaged through and he says, Coles at Thornton have toilet paper, one packet per person. They give it out just past the deli. So they're actually rationing
they're
it
They're holding
now.
It in a special zone.
Yeah, if you're a small business owner as well around the Hunter and you have plenty of toilet paper, maybe an IGA or a Foodworks, give us a ring on 131009 and we'll give you a shout out on air and
if you
know, let
sell
people
it.
Know where the toilet paper is around the joint, because you know 100%. What? I'm down to two rolls.
Are ya?
So I'm just ignoring the fact that you
you're
know.
Off to Coles Thornton straight after the show.
Exactly.
I love this. Next, those guys. This is a bit of an interesting debate we had around the team after this one lady essentially went off her head after she got... this guy coughed on a lady and she's got pretty upset because she's saying the government advice is you got to cough into your elbow and your tissue and all that sort of thing. Big thing on the show, we want to do a who's wrong situation.
So here's a guy on the train, right? He's got his headphones on. He's minding his own business. This poor woman, she just like coughs. She doesn't open her mouth. I'm on her side. She kind of goes... clears her throat. This guy panics. He's like, you know what? How dare you cough, cover your mouth? And she's like, mate, go screw yourself.
What's
I didn't
wrong?
Even open my mouth. He goes on and on. Oh, the government says, blah, blah, you need to go to the doctors. Very dramatic on a train. On a train.
More drama on a train. We're doing a who's wrong after this.
All right. After Maroon 5, this is Memories at 105.3 New FM, 8:43 with the Novos. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie, Crevo. Jade off sick today, 8:46. Tops of 24 degrees on the coast today, 25 inland. Nice sunny morning. Showers about. Now, we're just chatting about the toilet paper stocks around the Hunter before.
It's person, like Fuel Watch back in the day,
God,
isn't it?
Oh, my God, it is. We need toilet paper watch. Great segment idea. Karen has messaged us and said, CDA Eastland has toilet paper, which you can buy in bulk, 48 rolls apiece.
That's it.
I love how other businesses that are totally unrelated to general groceries are now stocking toilet paper.
Well, they probably sold
it's
them
a
already.
Trade store.
Well, they probably sold it already for, like, say you're a, you know, you run a big trade site.
Yeah,
you're
going
to need that for your portaloos or whatever.
Very good point.
So, of course, they sell, like, big bulk packs. It's probably not the best, you know, grade or whatever, but it's just to get the tradies through the day.
Gets you through.
Exactly. So now, if you've got to hunt around, you've got to be a bit more resourceful.
Exactly right. Now, interesting video going viral at the moment between a man and a woman on a train. So he's sitting there minding his business and he's got his headphones on and this woman clears her throat sitting opposite him.
He accuses her of coughing on him. Now he carries on like a goose.
The cough felt a little bit like the cough from Little Britain. Remember when there was the lady that worked at the travel agency and she used to like cough on all the travellers that came in to buy tickets? It's exactly they're quite a small cough. He is then flowing off the handle and saying, "If you're not listening to the government, you've got to cough into your elbow. You've got to cough into a tissue." And rightly so. This lady, she needs to do that. Don't be just coughing into an open space, lady.
She wasn't coughing. See, this is people like you annoy me, Crevo, because here you go. She cleared her throat. Her argument is she didn't even open her mouth. Jackson, please. You love this video. we've both been chatting about this morning. Whose side are you on, the cougher or the complainer?
I've watched this video about 700 times, and I am so with the man.
The man!
Yeah, the complainer.
Thank you, Jackson.
Oh, trust, trust.
The voice of reason comes through.
You
Jackson.
Know what, though? She didn't cough on him. He carries on like she just, you know, spluttered all over his face.
Yeah, but then afterwards, he goes, don't do that. And then she coughed at him on purpose.
And then calls him disgusting.
She's the one coughing.
Pull out a mirror, hun.
13:10:09 this morning. Who do you think is in the right here, the cougher or the complainer? I think people are just overreacting. I mean, you're on a public train. Please.
Yeah, but you can't cough on someone, especially when they've said,
that
please don't.
But this is what I mean. It was just, yes, very immature on her part.
Very.
But it wasn't a real cough. It was like a...
Yeah, well, that's still a cough, and you shouldn't be spluttering on someone.
I mean,
especially
look, the advice is we do need to take the advice very seriously.
100%.
We can't be making light of this. Even in Hamish's news this morning, he goes, you cannot make light of the seriousness of it. And we're not. But this guy, surely there's just no need to be so dramatic, really, and that's coming from a gay man.
Like, what does that have to do with it?
Helen, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that I'm on her side, maybe like you, but at the end of the day, I've watched it.
Yeah.
So she did cough first, and she, with a mouth closed, which is, I mean...
Correct.
I do that as well, but then she was being a little bit of a smartass, and she did cough at the end of it with her mouth open.
Yeah,
see,
that's the thing.
At the end of the day, but Crevo, everybody coughs. Like, I go to the gym, and people are coughing all over the place. I'm not having, like, a coronary going, oh, my goodness, I'm going to get... You know,
yeah, but you can just cough into your elbow. Look at that, I just did it.
Do you know what?
It's just getting a little bit beyond a joke.
It's just unnatural. Like, you know what? Yes, she was a smart ass. She, you know, pretend coughed at him. Who cares?
I would have done the same because.
Well, me too, because I'm a smart ass as well, Helen.
She's a lady after Maddie's own art.
Thanks, Helen.
One more, Belinda. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey. The guy's absolutely right. He shouldn't be sitting across the road from him and coughing. And even if she did have a mouth closed, that air has to come out somewhere. So it's coming out of a nose.
Where would you go and cough, Belinda? If you're on the train, where would you go?
Into my elbow, like
exactly
turn my head
right.
away from him. So just as a matter of courtesy. But the second one was an intentional cough. And that's almost like a threatening, you know, if I was sick, I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to cough on you.
Yeah. I think he's right. I mean, and I don't think he was really rude about it, but it escalated probably further than it should have.
Yeah, I mean, at first he was being, you know, sort of respectful, and then she's just flown off, you know.
And then she coughed on him, and that's shocking, yeah.
Exactly.
I'd get my back up against that, about that as well.
What, would you have acted in the same way that he did, Belinda?
I probably would have sat there shocked that she did it, and if I felt that, if I was courageous enough, I probably would have said, would you mind covering your mouth, you know, when you're coughing, especially at the moment with the coronavirus.
You know what? You're 100% right. The story is funny to me. So just the video, the pettiness of the argument, very funny.
It
but like I
funny.
Just said before, we can't make light of it. You do need to be very serious with this stuff. So, you know, radio entertainment aside. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for your call, Belinda.
Cough into your elbow. And, of course, if you can get your hands on some of that hand sanitizer, you got some.
Oh, the good stuff.
Carry it in your bag.
I just need one.
Make sure you put it all over your
hands. I've got the cash for you.
You do?
Pass us the liquid, would you?
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell.
Purell, give us a break. Come on, where'd you get that from?
I'm just going to say, we have so much hand sanitizer here at the radio station. We even have...
Careful, you'll make us a target,
hand
Maddie.
Sanitizing stations, they're calling them.
Yeah, that's right.
I like it.
I feel like we're the rail line
between
Sydney and Newey.
My hands are so dry, though. That real talk. Mm. I've been putting so much hand sanitizer on that my hands are dried out from all the alcohol.
You're not supposed to dip them into the container, Maddie. You're supposed to squeeze it out.
I like to walk past them, pretend I'm Meredith from Grey's Anatomy. Like I'm off to some important surgery.
Operation.
Get your scrubs on.
Dr. Jackson! Dr. Jackson! Age, sex, location is next, guys. If you want to be $1,000 richer, all you need to be right now is a 29-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area. 13-10-09. Get your hands on $1,000 right now.
All right, the lines are open. It's 8:53 with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning, you eat. Alanis Morissette, Head Over Feet. We're live across Newcastle for your Tuesday morning. It's 2 minutes past nine with the Novo's Jay, Maddie, Crevo. Right now, it's time for ASL.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you?
This is us making it easy for you to win money. All you need to do is call up when you hear ASL called out, and you've got a 1 in 30 chance of getting $1,000 straight away. How good's that?
So good. Now, this morning, we were looking for a 29-year-old female from the Maitland Council area. We have Kayla from Cessnock on the line. She's about to become a mummy. Hey, Kayla.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh,
really good. Really good.
Now, you're about to have a baby. Is it your first?
No, it'll be my third.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah, congrats from us.
Thank you.
How far along are you?
I'm currently a week and a bit overdue.
Oh, Kayla, it could pop any time.
It could happen right now.
Of course.
From the excitement if you won. Imagine that.
Now, do you know if you're
having... make the promo.
Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl, Kayla?
A little girl.
Oh,
that's so cute. Well, congrats and all the best wishes from us here at the show. Now, what's your lucky number?
I'm going to go 23.
23?
Oh, here
all
we
right.
go. Okay.
Let's do this.
Spin the cash balls, Crevo. How's this pregnancy been for you, Kayla? Has it been easy or hard?
It's been perfect, actually. I have not been to hospital once.
Oh, there's a great sign. Very good. Okay, we have our ball. Number 23 you've chosen.
Yes.
Why 23?
My two daughters that I have now are the second and the third of April, so I've just added the number together.
Ooh. There's a great sign.
Unlucky if it's five. All right, let's have a look here. 17.
Oh, no. Kayla, you know, we were just saying, of all people, we were willing for you to get that because, you know, it is expensive having a little one. So congrats with everything. Sorry we couldn't give you some cash today, but...
What are your chances of calling it Novo?
No, definitely not.
Maybe, look, if we had have given her 10K, story, I'm sure. Thanks, Kayla. Congrats with
Love
everything.
Your work.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars, age, sex, location. Back tomorrow.
That it is.
That's us done for another day without the old ball and chain.
What's that?
Jade.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot about that.
She's going to hate us. We did go and wake her up this morning, sent DJ Mike around the house. But you know what? Fair game.
Absolutely.
Producer Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes. What's on the way?
Yo, my favourite Ginger Ninja.
Is he really, though?
No.
I thought Pauline Hanson was.
moving on.
Long arm.
I Want to Get Away, Lenny Kravitz.
There's a song.
Fly Away, he's in Newcastle next month. How exciting.
He is.
Might spot him down on Derby Street.
Let's try and get him on the show.
We'll try.
That'd be cool.
Also the talk show queen.
KC.
I call her the talk show queen because she doesn't have a coffee table and she doesn't annoy me like Ellen does.
Do you know what? Kelly has actually wiped the floor with Ellen.
Oh, she,
with
her show. I'm calling it. I'm calling it. She's taking over the daytime talk shows.
Yeah, sorry.
You guys love her, you know, aren't you?
No, but yeah, but
she's good. She's watchable.
We bond over our general distaste for Ellen in general.
I don't even walk into the lunchroom because they all watch Ellen and they froth and they think she's so funny.
Oh my God, Ellen!
And I just wait for the day that she gets cancelled.
Do you know what? Isn't it funny? So this week on the Ellen show, she's like enlisted pop stars to host a show while she's away. So she's like trying to compete with Kelly. Dull, no one's interested.
This is very interesting. Do you think that Ellen is going to reach a point where she will just stop because she's so rich? Or is she going to do a Judge Judy and work until she dies?
Too greedy. She doesn't want anyone else to succeed.
The time is coming that they're not going to give her day release from the nursing home.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Felicia.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.